subscribers and friends to our YouTube channel. I'm Pete Thompson with Pete Thompson Christian Counseling. Today I wanted to invite my wife Lynn to our channel to discuss her new book, Why We Wait, a devotional for those who love the prodigal. So welcome, Lynn.
Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right into this. Why did you write the book?
So, you know, we of course have experienced the prodigal experience, but my concern was for the parents of prodigals. I was seeing them disengage from society, disengage from the church. There's a lot of shame that comes with being a parent of a prodigal. People automatically go to, well, what did you do to mess everything up? And not realizing that the prodigal is responsible for their own decision. You know, did we parent perfectly? Do parents of prodigals parent perfectly? No. No, none of us do. It's not possible, right? Not on this side.
No, not on this side.
And so, you know, when I wrote this book, I saw the pain, I saw the hurt, I identified with that, and I thought, this is something that can make people get stuck. This is something that could incapacitate them and not allow them to move forward in their walk with God, in their serving, in their functioning sometimes. And so I wanted to bring in God's perspective from His Word, and all the stories, all the truth walks, I call them truth walks, that we do in the devotional, talk about a scriptural perspective, a biblical perspective on how to handle this topic. So that was kind of my heart behind it, is to get people the healing that they need and allow them to be able to move forward.
What are some of the unique issues that parents of prodigals struggle with?
Well, I do. I think it's like what I just said. I think there's a lot of shame. I think there's this almost like, you know, Satan is so good at accusing us. He's so good at saying, well, who are you? Look at your family. Who are you to do anything for the Lord? You can't even get your act together. I mean, we've all heard those voices. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants to just shut us down and make it so that we can't do anything for the kingdom. And that's not the voice that we're called to listen to. We're called to listen to the voice of hope, the voice of our Lord, which says that we have been redeemed. And He not only redeems us, but He redeems the times, He redeems our family, He redeems hurt situations and uses them for His glory, for His purposes. And so there are so many topics that I cover throughout that deal with the struggles of prodigal parents, everything from being on opposite pages. You know, a lot of times husbands and wives are not always in agreement on how they handle the prodigal situation. How others outside the church, you know, deal with it and look at us, how that's handled, how the church handles it. And we've seen situations where that's not always handled best. And so the scriptures, I think, are very clear and they're very encouraging on how we can move forward.
Okay. Can you give us details on how to order your book?
Oh, okay. Well, first I wanted to kind of go over some of the chapters a little bit. Okay. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's just kind of dig into that. And I kind of wanted to bounce it off you as a therapist, right?
Yeah.
So the where did I go wrong, right? Like I said, the first thing you do is blame yourself. When there's a prodigal, you're like, well, where did I go wrong? What rule did I not follow? What box did I not check? And, you know, that's a hard one, right? Because what do you do when parents are like ready to just say, I'm done. I did it wrong. I'm folding up my tent and I'm leaving, right? I mean, does God let us do that? Are we supposed to do that?
No, we're supposed to stay in the game, and parenting is staying in the game. And the interesting thing, how the enemy tries to trap us in this, we must have done something wrong. And so in getting us off of what we're doing right.
That's so good.
A lot of times a prodigal is a distraction from the enemy that wants to get us off of what we're doing right and yes. say, because you didn't raise your child the right way, they're doing this. And so therefore, due to shame, you have to pull back.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And when that happens, we know the enemy has success, right? Mm-hmm. He's checked his box, right?
Yeah.
Another truth talk that I do is called A Peek into the Future. And this one actually was one of my favorite ones because I used to be a I Dream of Jeannie fan. I don't know if I'm showing my age. But, you know, there's one episode that I refer to in I Dream of Jeannie where Major Nelson was going to be transferred to somewhere else. And so Jeannie doesn't want him to go, obviously, and Major Healy doesn't want him to go. So they concoct this idea. They're going to show him a movie machine that shows Major Nelson the future, right? And when he sees the future, he'll see, you know, it's bad and you don't need to make this good decision to go take this job. And so the only problem is they get the movie machine to look at what's going to happen and it's all good. It's all wonderful stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like, wait, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to make him not want to move forward. Mm-hmm. So they make a fake reel through mm-hmm. the movie machine through Jeannie magic. And they show him terrible things that are going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible. You know, and I think we do that. I think we look through the enemy's movie machine instead of God's movie machine. And so in that truth walk, I just kind of talk about the fact that the Lord has great plans for us. He says, I plan to give you a purpose
Jeremiah
and hope.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes, exactly. And the enemy doesn't want us to focus on that. He wants us to look through his movie machine, which only predicts disaster and death and, you know, all of that. And so that was another, you know, truth talk that I wanted to walk three people through. The other was on how we pray. And the way we pray matters, right? Mm-hmm. Because you
can't doubt when you're praying.
Yeah.
If you doubt when you're praying, it's like you're not really praying because it's you're doubting that it's going to happen. And God doesn't work in our doubt.
Right. Right, he talks about that in James, being double-minded, right? Mm-hmm. He who prays with double-minded shouldn't expect any outcome that's good, right?
Yeah.
And you're almost working against the Lord because in his prayer, you know, as we pray in the Lord for his will to be done, and God doesn't always do things the way we think, right? So we need to be led to pray to give God permission in our prayers, not that he needs our permission, but for us to say, I'm going to relinquish control over this situation. And I'm going to give him the power to do things the way he needs to do things for the outcome to be what he wants it to be.
Because he has eternity in mind. All yes. we have is the present in mind. And most of the time when we're praying, we're getting in our own way.
Yes.
Because we have the present world in mind as far as what's supposed to be happening. And he has the whole picture.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Another one was about celebrating sin, and that's probably going to be, for some people, one of the most controversial chapters in the devotional. And the reason is because sometimes what we do as parents, we love our children so much, and we want them to be happy, right? Wouldn't that be nice if they're happy? But God wants them to be saved. And sometimes when prodigals make the decisions they make, which are not godly decisions. And in fact, they're sinful decisions. They're against God.
Mm-hmm.
Parents will sometimes, in their hopes of creating appeasement or keeping the peace or whatever it is, they will actually engage in supporting the sin that the prodigal is in. And God doesn't call us to do that.
Because they're thinking peace at all costs
yes.
is a worthwhile thing, and it's
right.
really not.
No. No, it's not. And it doesn't work in the long run anyway. All that's shown is that you're a compromiser. You know, do you really believe what you're saying? You know, that kind of thing. And so it's painful and it's suffering, right? It's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see your prodigals suffer by you doing the right thing because they have to suffer to see that their decisions are not in line with God's decisions.
Because we know we have suffering in this life because we're going against the grain
yes.
of what the world says.
Right, right. So anyway, that is a really good one. And I really credit Pastor Bodie Bachman on that one because, wow, you'll have to read that particular chapter, because that's what changed a lot of things in my life and my way of thinking. I just want to give him the credit where credit is due, and I do mention him in the book as well. So, and then the last one, the workers. So, you know, I always think of that verse, the harvest is plentiful, the workers are few. Beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his field. And, you know, the enemy, let's be honest, the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And if he can use the prodigal or anything else to do that, he will do that. And if he can keep you out of the field, yep, by focusing on your prodigal, by living in a state of shame, by pulling away from the church or even serving in the church, then his mission is accomplished. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we pray for more workers, we're the workers. We're the answer to that prayer. And we need to be the workers. And in order to do that, it's to come to the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, here I am broken. Here I am a broken vessel, used for you. You know, here I come. I'm a living sacrifice. I'm putting myself on the altar. I rely on the forgiveness of sin by the Lord and his shedding of the blood on the cross. I rely on the Spirit which indwells me, as when you raised from the dead and you gave us your Holy Spirit to be able to go mm-hmm. forward. That's what I'm going to rely on. I'm not going to rely on, did I do everything right? Am I a perfect person? Am I a perfect parent? I don't think that's the litmus test, right?
Because God wants our willingness. Yeah. You know, when we do something, we're not necessarily the best at it, but when we have a willingness and to be obedient, then God can do whatever else is needed to make the effort that we give something that glorifies him.
Yes, yes. And you know, the reality at the end of the day is your prodigal might not be ready for harvesting. You know, pray that God will send workers into the field into their life to work that harvest. Mm-hmm. But there are some that are ready for more. And you have that. You have that giftedness that can bless those that are ready to receive it. And we don't want to withhold that, the gifts that God has given us. Mm-hmm. We want to use them for his glory, yeah, and his purpose. So that's kind of was... what I was thinking as far as putting this devotional together to encourage parents. And also, I say those who love the prodigal, because, you know, you have aunts, you have uncles, you have brothers and sisters who are also struggling and sorrowful over the decisions of the prodigal. And I just wanted to be the voice of encouragement through God's word and what he offers to us. So,
yeah. Well, thank you, Lynn, for your hard work on this book, and I know I'll be using it in my counseling practice.
So I hope that'll be awesome. I hope it's a blessing to as many people as possible. I'll tell you where you can get it. You had asked me where to get the book information. So it is on Kindle, Amazon.com on Kindle. You can get it both as an ebook and in paperback on Kindle. Also on our website, pthompson.org. You can visit that. You can purchase it as an ebook there. In fact, that would be nice if you purchased it there as an ebook. Mm-hmm. on our website. But for the paperback, you're going to have to go through Amazon to do that currently. So that's where it is. And I just thank you for letting me be on your YouTube channel.
You're welcome.
All righty. God bless. Do you want to pray for?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Thank you, Father. You've given us this topic and you've given Lynn the diligence to put it together. And so we just ask that you use this material to bless a lot of families that have been caught in one of the lies that the enemy uses, to keep the workers who are well qualified and God plans to use out of the harvest. And so that we get everybody back in the game, because the whole church needs to be using the skills and the abilities that God has given them. So we thank you for all this, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.